This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Marketplace Weekend has been working on a series with the BBC World Service called Six Routes to Riches. They've gone to Nigeria, to Germany, India, and Brazil, all in search of an answer to the question, how do you make it in the global economy? We're pretty proud of the series, so we want to share a story with you on our show. From China, Marketplace's Rob Schmitz brings us a story about what it takes to become middle class in the second biggest economy in the world.
It's 3 in the morning. Most of Shanghai is asleep. But Zhang Wenquan is up, buying fish at the city's largest wholesale fish market. The 47-year-old is tall, muscular, and sports a buzz cut. He comes here each night to buy fish that he later sells in a smaller neighborhood market. Like everyone here, he moves swiftly through the twisting alleyways in rubber boots. The corridors are covered in fish guts. He's wearing something else, too. A poker face for haggling over prices. 2 hours of haggling later, Zhang hauls crates of fish and shrimp to his van for the ride back to his neighborhood.
I'm not working this hard so my daughters end up working as fish sellers like me. They've got to go to good colleges and find good jobs with good salaries.
Zhang and his wife own an apartment in Shanghai, a house in the countryside, a foreign car, and they make around $15,000 a year. That's 3 times more than the average urban family makes in China. Yet, Zhang insists his family has yet to reach the middle class. Zhang's wife, Shi Huiqun, sells the fish her husband just bought at this stall in a market in downtown Shanghai. Husband and wife share a 19-hour workday. They only get to see each other in passing. But that's more than they see their 16-year-old daughters.
Our twin daughters grew up here in Shanghai and went to school here. But they've had to return to my home village to finish high school because they don't have Shanghai hukou.
Hukou means household registration. And if you don't have hukou for Shanghai, in other words, if you're not registered to live here, then you're not eligible for social benefits like health insurance, a pension, or even a high school education for your children. 250 million Chinese aren't legally registered in the cities where they live. That's a third of China's urban population, most of them hardworking migrants eager to join China's consumer class. And they're dealing with a strict internal passport system left over from China's communist-style command economy 60 years ago. It's a system that many think is holding China's economy back.
Now they need to legalize these people because they need a new stage of consumption. And the next consumers are these migrants.
James McGregor is author of 1 Billion Customers.
If you look at the studies of the future of the Chinese economy, that group of people, if you can get 10 million of them a year and they can become consumers, you can have 6% growth in China for 20 years.
But China's government has resisted making meaningful changes to the hukou system. Local officials worry their cities will become flooded with poor, uneducated migrants, leading to the growth of slums that are common sights in cities in other developing countries. On Saturdays, Shi Huiqun travels 2 hours north of Shanghai to her ancestral village to check on her twin daughters and see how their studies are going. Zhang Ming studies physics while Zhang Yue reads her English homework out loud.
Our own planet, the Earth, is becoming more and more crowded and polluted because of the rapid increase of
population.
The two are identical. They wear identical jackets, identical hairstyles. It's nearly impossible to tell them apart. But throughout our conversation, their mother recites their differences to me. Zhang Ming is ranked 4th in class. Zhang Yue is 15th. Zhang Ming's eyesight is worse. Zhang Yue is quieter. Zhang Ming is temperamental. Zhang Yue is lazier. The girls nod in unison. I ask what they think of their new school and their new home. Zhang Yue, the quiet one, answers.
I prefer to be in Shanghai. I feel like a foreigner here. I think China should allow children to attend school where they grew up. We consider ourselves Shanghainese, but according to our hukou, we're not.
Despite what their hukou says, the family has come a long way. Down the road is the farm Shi grew up on, a couple acres of crops, pigs, chicken, and sheep. Shi's 66-year-old father manages the farm. He says before China's leaders embraced capitalism, the family often didn't have enough food to eat. He says now life is immeasurably better, but not for everyone. The hukou system has forced parents throughout China to leave their children behind in their villages. More than 60 million children, a population the size of the UK, are known as left-behind children. Zhang and Shi have the luxury of visiting their children, but most left-behind children have parents in another part of China. As a result, many of them drop out of school, all but removing an entire population of Chinese from a chance of making it into the middle class. In Jiangsu Province, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And you can find more from our series about the changing global economy on our website, marketplace.org. Click on the link that says Six Roots